This podcast is sponsored by BT, because BT means business. BT knows that businesses come in many shapes, sizes, and guises, from the person just starting out at their kitchen table to the biggest employer, which is why no matter what line of work you're in, they've got your back to help you succeed and do what you do best. Whatever your business, BT's got your back. Search BT's got your back.
This is the Times afternoon briefing for Friday the 12th of April. Angela Rayner is being reinvestigated by the police over claims that she may have broken electoral law. Greater Manchester Police had said the Deputy Labour leader would not face an investigation over claims she gave false information about where she was living for the electoral roll. But a spokesperson for the force has said there's been a reassessment of the information provided. Times Radio's senior political correspondent is Patrick Maguire.
This isn't the question of whether Angela Rayner paid the capital gains tax that she insists she wasn't liable for. This is a separate question. When Angela Rayner stood as a parliamentary candidate or a council candidate, she has to declare her address. She declared the house that wasn't her husband's house, that now the Daily Mail and Lord Ashcroft are alleging she actually lived in full time. And it's, of course, criminal offence to falsely declare your address on election paper.
The Shadow Defence Minister has said Sir Keir Starmer would press the nuclear button if he had to as Prime Minister. Luke Pollard was speaking to Times Radio ahead of the Labour leader's visit to a nuclear submarine plant in Cumbria, where he was expected to pledge his party's commitment to the Trident programme. It's being seen as a symbolic attempt to create a break from Jeremy Corbyn's leadership. The Labour leader will say the nuclear deterrent is safe in his party's hands and is the bedrock of his defence plans.
I think he would, but the important bit about a deterrent is that you don't tell your adversaries under what circumstances or how you would use it. He set out a total commitment to the independent nuclear deterrent, and with that has to come its ability to be used as well. Otherwise, it's not a deterrent in a meaningful way. He has set that out clearly. I expect he will say similar things on his visit to Barrow to see the submarines when they're being built later on today as well.
A huge waste of talent. That's how the potential exodus of as many as 42,000 doctors has been described by the General Medical Council. Many say they are hoping to quit the NHS and move overseas in the next 12 months. A survey by the GMC found that 30% are either fairly or very likely to leave the UK in search of better pay. Dr. Lizzie Toberty is the GP lead for the Doctors Association UK.
What we need to recognise is that in this country we have really excellent training, both undergraduate and postgraduate. We have doctors who have a very solid knowledge base, and what we also have is doctors who know how to communicate. Now, the rest of the world knows this, and what we need to recognise is that this is an international market.
The former managing director of the Post Office has said he regrets that he failed to properly understand the minutes of a meeting which said the organisation had a principle of undertaking prosecutions. During questioning at the Post Office inquiry, Alan Cook said he was unaware the Post Office was the sole prosecuting authority in cases and not the police or the DPP. There's more on all of these stories throughout the day on Times Radio.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Hi, I'm Jane Garvey.
And I'm Fee Glover.
Off Air with Jane and Fee is going live.
We are taking to the stage at the amazing Crucible Theatre in Sheffield on Friday, the 31st of May.
It'll be a night full of surprises. We'll have a special guest, we'll involve you in the audience, and we'll embarrass ourselves. You really won't want to miss it.
Well, the surprise is we don't yet know what's in it, so it genuinely is a night of surprises.
Well, you've surprised me already. It's not just us. Our live show is part of an exciting new podcast festival called Crosswires, which is taking place in some really amazing venues across Sheffield from the 31st of May to the 2nd of June.
So other podcasters that you'll be able to see include Katie Price, Catherine Ryan, Romesh Ranganathan and the original Adam Buxton. But there's also a whole host of free fringe events, family shows, surprise acts and after parties that Jane and I haven't yet been invited to.
I'm sure it's only a matter of time. Head to crosswires.live for tickets and more information.